Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Olympic runner falls with only one lap left, but refuses to quit and wins the race. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. An Olympic runner falls during the final lap at the Tokyo Olympics 2021, and that could have been it. But Sifan Hassan wowed the world with her astonishing comeback. In life, things don't always go according to plan. Yet Olympic runner Sifan Hassan reminds us that it's not about how many times you get knocked down, but rather how many times you get back up. During a historic 1500, 5K, 10K triple, Sifan Hassan of the Netherlands was waiting for the right moment to hit her stride and overcome the runners ahead of her. But with less than a lap to go, disaster struck. Kenya's Ebena Jebetok, who was in front of Sifan, fell, and as Sifan, wearing orange and blue, tried to hurdle over Edina, she ended up falling too. With so little time left in the race, many would be tempted to give up and accept defeat. But what happens when Sifan Hassan, a dedicated Olympic runner, falls? The unimaginable. Sifan picked herself up and started running again. More than that, she kicked it into another gear. Sifan Hassan knew this was it. She didn't stay focused on the fall she sustained. Instead, she pushed herself to her limits. Sifan hit an incredible stride and overtook runner after runner. And in an amazing display of perseverance, she won the race. In life, we will face trials, and in times we will take some hard falls. But seeing what happens after this Olympic runner falls is a powerful reminder that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. We are pressed on every side, yet not crushed, perplexed, yet not to despair, pursued, yet not forsaken, struck down, yet not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Deathbed confession reveals dark family secret as Jane Blasio goes looking for birth parents. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. So many emotions swirl to the surface of the soul when a person begins looking for birth parents, but a deathbed confession reveals a dark family secret as Jane Blasio goes looking for her birth parents. Jane didn't care what black market or adoption meant at the age of 6. She and her 11-year-old sister were being teased on the playground, so her parents called them both inside to simply say the girls were adopted and there was nothing wrong with that. At least it didn't matter to Jane then. But it sure mattered to her when she saw her birth certificate as a teen. She knew she was adopted, so why were her parents listed on the certificate as her birth parents? Jane had questions about these strange discrepancies, but left it all alone until her mother passed away. Before her mother Joan died, Joan begged her husband Jim to tell the girls everything. That's what sent Jane's emotions swirling when she learned she was trafficked as a baby, merely hours old and unable to fend for herself. Jane learned her father bought her from Dr. Hicks in a back alley. This secret not only shocked her, but it sent Jane on a mission looking for her birth parents. My parents bought a child in a way that gave me no option but to search and possibly find no answers, she says. That's not love, that's desperation. The more she dug into the life of Dr. Hicks, the more dark secrets she uncovered. She learned that she was one of more than 200 babies that were sold in the back alley of his clinic for $100 to $1,000. But her fate could have been worse. Dr. Hicks also performed illegal abortions. Over the years, as she went looking for her birth parents, Jane became an expert on Dr. Hicks and his business. She's been able to help several Hicks babies be reunited with their birth parents and relatives. Through her mission to find her parents, Jane has been able to be the healing conduit for other families. Even though we may have been adopted by earthly parents, we all know for certain we have a mighty Father in heaven who can take our darkest moments and work it all together for our good. He can use heartbreak, deathbed confessions, desperation, and turn these tragic moments into a story of redemption. He can use heartbreak, deathbed confessions, desperation, and turn these tragic moments into a story of redemption like Jane's. In a world that has so many mysteries, we can be at peace knowing God knew us before we ever took our first breath, and He will walk with us until our last. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1:5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, hey, your son's not going to make it. But there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.